Hello and welcome to Spieling the Beans
with me, Dom Stevens, the storytelling podcast in which storytellers tell stories about telling stories. To round off both 2023 and Season 5 of the podcast, I've got a very special finale minisode to share with you, with arguably one of the most recognisable guests we've ever had on the show. My guest this episode is an actor, filmmaker, and the world's most photographed coffee salesman, whose work has won him 2 Oscars, 4 Golden Globes, and a BAFTA, along with a Cecil B. DeMille Award, a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute, and a Kennedy Center Honor from President Biden. He's a frequent Time 100 listee, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a UN Messenger of Peace, one of only 4 people in history to have been nominated for Oscars in 6 different categories, an accolade he shares with Walt Disney, and, fun fact, he is a distant relative of President Lincoln. They're half-first cousins, 5 times removed. Earlier this month, I was invited to a special BAFTA screening of his latest film, The Boys in the Boat, and had the chance to put a question to him afterwards, for which he was joined on stage by his producing partner Grant Heslov and the stars of the film, Callum Turner and Joel Edgerton. We didn't have long. They could only take about 4 questions before wrapping up, and I've done my best to clean up the audio as the mic work in the auditorium wasn't the sharpest, but I think we've got something special. And a scoop, a previously unannounced theatrical venture. So, thank you for listening this year. 2024's Season 6 of Spieling the Beans already has a phenomenal lineup, who I'm so excited for you to hear. But for now, please welcome my guest for the Season 5 finale of Spieling the Beans, George Clooney.
George, on directing, what do you know now about directing that you perhaps would have wished you knew 2 decades ago when you started to yell action? And do you have any interest in directing for theatre?
For theatre? Actually, we, Grant and I, are talking about a project. It's been a long time since either of us played. It's been a while. It scared the shit out of me. You know, there's a lot of things you learn. Mostly, you learn on every project's different, right? And every single one of them, you go, oh, but what you're learning constantly is that you're, anything you think you have in control, you don't. You know, one of the funniest parts of this is we'll be in the middle of the week going, we're ahead of schedule, man. And we, Grant and I, get a little cocky and start smiling about how good we are, how efficient we are. And then one thing goes wrong, and then everybody comes around and going, you're behind schedule. And so you know, part of it is having and finding the way to relax a little bit and get through. You know you're going to make it eventually. And, you know, when you're directing, you're in charge of, I don't know how many unions, you know, 6, 7, 8 different unions, everybody wanting to do the best they can and move their sort of things that they love the most. The hair department has one idea. And your job is to kind of get everybody together and moving in the same direction. The good news about that is when you hire really good people, they help you all the way through. And so, you know, you can look over and somebody's, you know, doing such a better job than you would ever have considered. You know, Jenny Egan, who does our wardrobe, did a beautiful job with this. And, you know, and then Alexander Payne, who does the score, you know, we put a temp music in it, and we thought,
Payne,
just black. Yeah. Oh, did I say Payne? Sorry.
Great.
But listen, I like him too. He's very good at scoring. Yeah. But Alexander Spott was like, you know, we put a temp score in and we thought it was pretty good. And then he's like, yeah, I don't think so. That's not even an exaggeration, by the way. No, it's not. Yeah, he's like, what did you say?
No.